بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We should take this opportunity to welcome one and all that have come from far and wide to attend this Islahi Jalsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all and may Allah ta'ala make it a means of our Islam and our complete reformation. Part of our Islam is correcting our aqaid and fundamental beliefs. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ That, O people of Iman, enter fully into Islam and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, for verily he is an open enemy to you. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. By adopting any other way, we will be following the path of Shaitan. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. This includes aqaid, the beliefs of a person, ibadat, the acts of worship, mu'amalat, our monetary dealings, mu'asharat, our social etiquette and akhlaq, character. When all of these put together are found in a person, then his Islam is complete. From the Quran and Hadith we learn that the most valuable treasure is Iman and the greatest calamity is kufr. When Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, then we should try our level best to protect our Iman at every stage and every moment. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those magicians that came to combat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with Iman. But when they brought Iman upon Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun said that I will kill you people. لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ I will cut your hands and feet from the opposite side. ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ Then I will crucify you. But the Iman was so strong. They said, Inna ila Rabbina munqalibun. We will return to Allah Ta'ala. Our reward is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Meaning no compromise on Iman whatsoever. One of the commanders of the Christian army of Rome, Farwa bin Amr Juzami, it is mentioned he brought Iman. When he brought Iman, the Caesar of Rome, he imprisoned him. And he said that either you give up Iman and we will give you back your position. You will be given, you will again become the commander of the army. Or you will be put to death. What he said at that time? He said that I rather die, but I will not give up my Iman. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we protect our Iman. Today there's so much of compromise on our Iman. Today in the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was Khalilullah, today there is so much of compromise that they are uniting everyone, that we Muslims, Jews, Christians, all are one. Whereas Quran says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not a Jew. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Christian. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Muslim, one that turned away from all religions of falsehood. And he turned to the one deen of haq. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ He did not ascribe any partisan to Allah Ta'ala. The LGBTQ, this fitna, what is the whole fitna? Destruction of Iman. That this body belongs to us. We say the body is Allah Ta'ala. It's amanat that has been given to us. And when it's amanat, that is why a person, he cannot donate his heart also. He cannot go for any form of transplant because it belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But they are saying it belongs to you. If you want to marry a man, you can marry a man. And if you want to marry a female, you can marry a female. The decision is yours. Is you don't have to follow the command of Allah, na'udhu billah. So this is destruction of Iman. In many parts of the world, what they say, Sunni Shia, we are all one. How can we all be one? When they are swearing, great, great Sahaba, like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one Arab brother, he said in Makkah Sharif, the ulama, they did research. And they said, they found that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when he accepted Islam, he was such a wealthy person at that time, that they had the wealth that he had was equivalent to 40 million riyals in today's time. So much of wealth. But all his wealth he spent in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yet today they are swelling people like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So from the Quran and Hadith we learn that the most valuable treasure is Iman and the greatest calamity is kufr. Righteous deeds are only acceptable to Allah if Iman is present. If a person, he does good deeds his whole life, but he lost his Iman somewhere along the line, on the day of Qiyamah, there's nothing for that person. Without correct beliefs, righteous deeds are not accepted for reward in the year after. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever practices righteous deeds, be it male or female, while he or she is a believer, verily they will enter Jannah. So here also the condition is that he or she is a believer, they have Iman, then only they will enter into Jannah. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah are. Their beliefs are those which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba. And all of them remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference whatsoever. Later on, people introduced new beliefs and divided into many factions and groups. Nevertheless, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they remained staunch on the beliefs of the Sahaba and did not devise their own belief structure. These are the same beliefs found in the Quran and the Hadith. These basic beliefs are believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning we believe in the Zaat of Allah, Allah is one, in the Sifat of Allah, the qualities of Allah, we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Second is belief in the angels, that Allah ta'ala has created a certain creation from light, and this creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are concealed from us, we cannot see the malaika. They have been entrusted with many duties. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that which Allah has commanded them. And they do what they have been commanded to do. So we believe in the angels. Number three, we believe in the divine scriptures. All the kitabs that were given to the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. The Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salam. The Injil that was given to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. The Zabur that was given to Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. And the Quran Sharif that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam. The Quran Sharif is the final scripture. It has cancelled and abrogated the other divine books. No new scripture will be revealed. Number four, believe in the messengers of Allah. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are the pure and chaste servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who were sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to guide his servants, so that the creation be brought closer to Allah and on the straight path, and it is safe from deviation. After the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all other divinely revealed religions and missions of the past messengers are abrogated and cancelled. It is obligatory to act in accordance with the Sharia, the code of law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And salvation in the year after is based on accepting the risalat, the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number five, belief in the last day, that one day the world is going to come to an end, and this is what is referred to as Qiyamah. Number six, belief in Taqdeer, that whatever happens in our life, good or bad, all this is from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number seven, belief in the year after, that we have to believe that after a person passes away, when after remaining in the qabr, one day we will all be brought back to life. And there will be reckoning tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And then a person either enters into Jannah or a person enters into Jahannam, Allah save us. Besides these beliefs, one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding every one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Quran Sharif. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. And lastly, mocking any part of Islam and denying the zururiyat of deen, those aspects known generally by all Muslims, and having doubt in the basic beliefs of Islam, renders a person out of the fold of Islam. It is of utmost importance that a person learns and corrects his beliefs. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us all with iman. Allah give us death with iman and resurrect us with iman. Inshallah, now we will call Murana Muhammad Siddat to render some ashar, inshallah.